Yeah.
Now?
Erev Lag BaOmer, Tavshinayin Tes. Came tomorrow to the big day. So we'll try to understand a little bit what Lag BaOmer is all about and how it relates to us. We know Lag BaOmer, what happened Lag BaOmer? It's a big discussion. If anybody wants to go into the historic facts, Rav Yaakov Hillel, in his Sefer, Eid HaGal Hazeh, in his first chapter, goes through the different discussion and opinions of what happened exactly Lag BaOmer. It was Lag BaOmer the day, like most people hold, most people think, that Lag BaOmer is the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter, or maybe that's the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nismach, he got the smicha from his Rabbi Akiva. But regardless, it was very special and big day. According to the ones in the stand, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter this day, there's a chelik in the Zohar HaKadosh, which is called the Idru Zuto. The Idru Zuto means the small room, which is a limud, a learning that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai taught his Talmidim to explain exactly, or to explain in detail some things have to do with Div Kabbalah. And this was revealed Davka on this day called Lag BaOmer. So the Shaila is, so what is so special about Lag BaOmer? If Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter that day, that means that day is a special day because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't Nifter on a random day. And in general, that's brought down in Sfarim, in the name of the Arizal. Lag BaOmer itself has an essence. Lag BaOmer is a special day before Rosh Hashanah Yochai was Nifter. Rosh Hashanah was Nifter that day, or Rosh Hashanah was Nismach that day, or whatever special thing that happened that day is because Lag BaOmer is a special day. And we'll try to understand today why Lag BaOmer is such a special day on its own, that because of that, Rosh Hashanah Yochai belongs to that day, Dafka. And we'll start with things that maybe we discussed in the past and previous years more in length from a different angle. We know that this week that we're standing, the week of Sfiras HaOmer, is called the week of Hoyt. Meaning the Sidurim, every week is connected, is relates to one of the Midos, one of the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in the world, starting from based on the Pasuk that we say every day in the morning, L'cha Hashem Agdula, the Agvuro, the Atiferes, the Hanetzach, the Ahoid, Kichol Hashemayim V'Oretz, L'cho Hashem HaMamlocho. So every week refers to one Midah. And this week is the week of Hoyt. And interesting enough, when we're going from Pesach to Shavuos, which that's the days of Sfiras HaOmer, there's no real major events happening, at least in the old Jewish calendar, from Pesach to Shavuos, except in the week of Hoyt. Right, except that it's just the days are going. We know there's time of Avelus during these days, but there's no special Mo'adim, no special Mo'ad happening these days except this week. This week starts the first week, the first day in the week of Hoyt. This year was Sunday, was Pesach Sheni, and then the fifth day of the week of Hoyt, which is called the Hoyt Shebahoyt, is Lag BaOmer. So, what is the connection? What is unique about this week? What is the week of Hoyt that it has in it both Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer, and it's called Hoyt? What's going on? Why? Let me try to understand a little bit what's exactly going on this week. So I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira, Zechutzai Livracha, based on the Vilna Gaon, that the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're referring to in these weeks are the following. The first three midos are the ones that we are very familiar with. Gedula refers to chesed. Chesed, we know what chesed means. It's the giving, it's the bestowing good. The second midah is the midah of gvura. Gvura is din. That's when there's judgment. And then there's the middle part called tiferes, which refers to rachmim, some middle thing. That's very clear and understood. But then comes the two midos, one called Netzah, one called Hoyt. What is this talking about? I once heard, I think from Moshe himself, that someone could spend his whole life to understand what a Netzach and Ohrid mean. So we're just going to try to taste a little bit, just a little bit of understanding that we can relate to. So Moshe used to say that the idea is the Netzach and Ohrid refers to how one, referring to let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the midah of this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being enforced or being spread out to the world. The first midos, chesed, gvura, tiferes, is, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is himself. He does chesed, he does din, he does tiferes. But then he tries to implement that to the world and bring it outside. That's what Netzach and Ohrid refer to. And it refers to the following. There's two ways how a king is able to spread his decree, his way that he rules the world, how he can spread it out. One way is the way it's called conquering. He goes and he conquers another country and he makes them part of his malchus, part of his kingdom. Even unwilling there, they're not really interested in being part of his kingdom, but he is able to spread out by forcing them, conquering them, and putting them under his rule. The other way is when a county or a country come and say to a king, doesn't happen obviously in our world, but come and say, you know, we are so impressed, it happened to Shlomo HaMelech, we're so impressed and so in awe with your kingdom, how special it is, how unique it is, that we want to be part of you. It's not conquering them, but from them come, they come on their own and they say, we are part of your rule, part of your kingdom. Netzach in Hebrew is Loshon Nitzachon, winning, conquering. It's referring to a midah where you have to go and overcome the challenges, the challengers, and take over the rule to some place where it does not want you over there. The next midah is called Hoid Lashon Hoidah. Lashon Moide. When they say, we are Moidim, we declare that we are part of you. We bow down, we kneel in front of you, and we say, you are, we believe in you. That's Lashon Hoid, Lashon Hoidah. And Hoid is also Lashon Hoid V'Hadar. Hoid is the Karni Hoid, is the sparks that come out from an outside. Hoid always means, refers when there's a beam of light that goes outside of the source of the light, after the source of the light. But the beam spreads out to the outside. The Hoid means that something from the outside connects to the original source of light. What connects? What's the thing that connects? Something that outside says, I want to be part of you. I see the light not only from where it comes from, but I see it also for where it's reflecting onto. That's the idea. That's the midah called the midah of Hoid. So Netzach is Lashon Nitzachon. And Hoid is Lashon Hoidah. Netzach is still a, if you have to translate other words, Netzach is a midah coming from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overcoming the challenges, the ra, the bad in the world. But Hoid is when the bad, when the other side, when the tzadcha keneged, says, I'm actually admitting and connecting to you.
Melech and Moshe.
Similar to Melech and Moshe, right. It's a little different, but similar. The Meluchas Beratzo in Memshala is, it's forcing it. So that's where Hoid comes. So Hoid refers to that there's another party who, from their own, they come and say, we want to be part of you. Netzach is still the original Mount Melech. This chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing chesed, and gvura is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing gvura, and tiferes is the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. Netzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still doing. He's doing by forcing others. Hoid, he's not doing. It's coming from another party. If he's doing, it's not Hoid anymore. Hoid means that the other party is moided to the original party. That's what Hoid is all about. As we spoke about in the last few shiurim, the whole ma'alach, the whole concept, the whole way of Sfir Soimer is to build the Adam. Am Yisrael got a Mitzrayim and they're really nothing. Kishbohu is giving them everything. They don't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. They didn't do anything. They're not poyalim. They're not doing anything. But in the 49 days of the Omer, slowly you're building up a face of a human being. Until you get to Matan Torah, and when you get to Matan Torah, then you have an Adam, and you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have a marriage between the two. That's what the Mahalach of Sfiras Omer is, to build the Adam. As we mentioned, the Maharal that says that you're going, the food, the Korban that starts here, Sfiras Omer, is Korban Omer. Korban Omer is a korban that comes from barley, which is machal behema. It's not a human being, it's a behema. And we go to Shavuos, what's the korban that we bring in Shavuos? We bring the wheat, we bring the shtei alechem, it comes from wheat, the first wheat, and that's the machal Adam. You go from machal behema to machal Adam, you're creating, you're building here a tzuras Adam to get to Shavuos. That is what, that's what the whole mahalach of Sfiras Omer is. So Sfiras Omer is to build up the Adam. To build up the Adam. Now that we have them, we understand that. So let's go back to the Hoyt. Hoyt, by definition, means is you have another party. You have someone else who is accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu, accepting the rule of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Until now, when we were speaking with the revealing, the Midos, the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world, we talk Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he's his noeg, how he's poyala, what his actions, chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, that's what he's still doing. But hoyt, obviously netzach, you need to conquer something else. So there is already something to conquer. But the other party is not a doer, it's not doing anything. It's being done to him. Hoyt is the first place where the other party, the other tzad, the receiver in the world is starting to do something. And because the whole sphere of Torah is to build an Adam, who will be receiving of Torah, so the first place where you're starting to feel and hear and smell Adam, say, here's a human being doing something, is when you get to Hoyt. When you get to Hoyt, when you get to the week of Hoydah, when you get to the week where you have to have a party, what tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm accepting you as my king, that's when the first place where Adam is starting to be.
Could it be an attraction?
What do you mean?
Like, defined as an attraction?
Hoyt is not attraction.
What is it then?
Hoyt is just a beam of light. Or Hoydah, or half of Hoydah. That's what it means. But here, if this is what Hoyt is about. So Hoyt means you have a human being who's accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, as the sphere of Soimir is progressing, here is where we're starting to get to the ultimate goal. We're trying to build it to a Sodom. Try to build a human being. A human being means I'm an Adam and I'm acting and I'm receiving and I'm going to be a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the first place where the Adam is actually being revealed? Because until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is the one doing what he needs to do. But here is where he's starting to come out. Here we are. It's in this week of Hoyt. The week of Hoyt. Just we started speaking about a few weeks ago. When we I'm still going on Mitzrayim, when they reach around this week, that's Tesvav Be'ir, that's when they reach Refidim, that's when they start crying and kvetching for the mon, for the food, that Kishbol gives them mon. So it works both ways. This is the week where Adam starts being here, and now he has the choice. He can either kvetch or decide to accept Kishbol as a king. But it's when Adam is starting to move, here I am. I have here another party which I have to consider. That's what Hoyt happens. The week of Hoyt starts with the Moed of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the uniqueness of Pesach Sheni is, it's the first time in the Torah the human beings initiated something. Shmuel gives the Torah, and he gives the mitzvahs. He's doing. We accept the Torah, we accept the mitzvahs. And then suddenly one of the mitzvahs is that you could do Pesach, and Pesach needs to be done, but Tahara, you can't bring a Pesach if you're Tomei. They're tame. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, we want to do Pesach. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm sorry, you can't do Pesach. So they start kvetching and crying, saying, Lama Nigora. Why should we miss out? We want to be part of Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to go to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tell him, what should we do? They want to be part of it. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, they're saying right. And this is one of the first of the five places where Moshe Rabbeinu need to go HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him. In other words, there was initiation by a human being, someone outside from Moshe Rabbeinu, regular person in Am Yisrael, asking and demanding for something. Targum Yonis in this week's last week's parasha just brings four of the five. But this is the first place. The first place is Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is the first place the human being actually initiated something. It's not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming from us. And if we're saying that the whole idea of Oed is when we're initiating something, this week starts with Pesach Sheni, where we initiated a mitzvah. And then the Hoyt Shebehoyt, the highest place of Oedah that we're initiating, comes in Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer is, eventually, becomes the day where it's the day which we relate to Rosh Bar Yochai, who brings the whole, is the Avi Toiris, a Kabbalah in Am Yisrael. Rosh Bar has the one who wrote the Zohar, and the Zohar is the safer Kabbalah that we have. That everything else, all the other Sfarim, everything else is all based and all connected to the Sefer Kabbalah. All the Arizal said was to explain the Zohar. It's all based on the Zohar. So the Zohar is the source for everything. So once heard that it says that we have Chelek Torah Shebichtav in Torah. We have Chelek Torah Shebaalpeh in Torah. The Torah of Kabbalah is what's considered to be, it says in the Pasuk, Alisa Amorim Shaviso Shevi. Shavisa Shevi means you took out duty. You took out, you went out and you took something which doesn't belong to you. It's a Shevi. It's a, you're conquering something which is outside. Which is, it's a Shviya, right? It's what?
Loot.
Loot, yeah. You're looting. You're taking away something which doesn't belong to you. Shavisa Shevi. The Torah that we have, the Torah that negates to what we have to do. Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. The Torah, what's called the Kabbalah, Torah Emes, is speaking about it's the Torah of the Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Chumash, Kol Torah Kulu, before it comes down to the Aretz, it's all Kulish Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes down to the Aretz, it comes down in clothing, in Levush, that fits the human being. So when we're coming and be Isaac in Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the names of Hashem and what Kabbalah is all about, that really belongs to a higher world. It doesn't belong to us. Alisa Lamara, you have to go to Shamayim, Shavisa Shavi. You came and you grasp, and you grab the Torah that belongs there, bring it down to here. It's brought down that the word Shevi is the Rosh HaTevois of Shimon Bar Yochai. Also the Rosh HaTevois of Yitzchak Ben Shloimer, which is the Arizal. Shevi. Shevi is the capturing and conquering and taking something which is doesn't belong to us, but we want it. We pull it over. We say, we want it. Lama nigora, why should we not have part in it? That's the ultimate hoid that the Adam has. We want to take over. It doesn't belong to us, but we want to be part of it. We're asking Hoidah that the kingdom of Kishbogu should come to us. The week of hoid is the week where it's revealed, where you start seeing the Tzuras Adam in the world. And this week has in it Pesach Sheni, which begins the Malach, the first time the human beings ask for something. And the ultimate Adam, which is the Lag BaOmer, the revelation of Teresa Kabbalah, which belongs to us taking something which was way above us. That's this week that we're talking about right now. Now that we understand that really we're talking about the revelation of a human being. So this week is the week of Hoyt. But the ultimate revelation of human being is Behoit Shebehoit. It's the Hoit and the ultimate Hoit. When you get to that point, that's really where Adam is really being Nikar. If you have to say that the Am Yisrael are being born every year again and again, they're being developed through the 49 days of the Omer. So if you have to take an example of a pregnancy, so to speak, when the birth is starting, it's starting in Lag BaOmer. That's when the Tzuras Adam is starting to be revealed. Because Hoyt is when Adam is saying, I want it. And the ultimate Hoyt is Hoyt Shebaalpeh, is Lag BaOmer. So the Tzuras Adam is starting over there. Where ultimate Tzuras Adam we're getting to is Matan Torah, when we're receiving the Torah. That's when you have the ultimate birth. But the beginning of that process starts with Lag BaOmer. It's interesting that we say tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, in the Pizmoin on Lag BaOmer, we say on Mishun Bar Yochai, Nase Adam, Nemar Bavurecho. The words Nasa Adam, let's create Adam. was sent for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the ultimate Adam in the world. The ultimate Adam is the Adam who accepts and reveals and takes over more and more than what he has. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reveals. And the ultimate day of Shimon Bar Yochai is like Boimer. That's the ultimate day of Adam. So now that we understand that, let's take it to the next stage. The same way an Adam is revealed in Lag BaOmer, Nasa Adam Ne'amar Ba'avurecha, Hoyt SheBehoyt, and that's from our point of view, that we're saying we want, here's Adam, who's asking for more. Here's the other party who's demanding to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also goes the other way around. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now needs to take in consideration that there's Adam in the world. He's demanding things, so we have to speak to him. And this week of Hoyt, Adam says, I want to have Pesach Sheni. Get it. You have the Adam that says, Shavista Shevi, capturing something which is way above us. You give it to him because he's asking for it. There is an Adam, you have to consider. And this goes to Rashi, beginning of Chumash, just to take that as an example. When the world is created, the world is created b'midas hadin. The world is created in judgment. No leeway. Person doesn't have any room to move. That's the way the world is created. Kishbogu sees that a human being cannot exist with such strict boundaries. Kishbogu added to it some rachamim, some rachmanis, right? Some leeway. It's not so strict. Meaning, if we translate it, Kishbogu says, from my point of view, it should be din. I have no problem with not bidding. But if I have to take an Adam into consideration, I know that an Adam needs, you know, so to speak, let's consider him. He can exist such a way. He's, so to speak, asking, I need, let me live. So when you take Adam into account, that's when things change from the more strict element to the more, call relaxed one, with the rachamim. A human being can exist with it. But because when there's no Adam, there's nothing to consider. It starts with din. But then when Adam comes here and says, I need a little bit more, give me some leeway over here, then we have what to talk about. When you have another party, then that's when things become a little loose. And with that, we'll connect over here with two G'doy Le'olam, Rabbi Seinu, who taught us in two different ways. Two ways that seem to be very, very separate, but really they are connected in one b'sharshim, connected in the root. The Maharal says something about Lag BaOmer. Says that when the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they all died in the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So as when he brought down the Poskim, it's not all 49 days they died. But they died during the first 32 days of the Omer, according to the one minig that we have in the Ramah. The first 32 days of the Omer, that's when they died. But not the last 17 days of the Omer. So the Maharal says, why? So the way the Maharal says it is, we have 49 days to build up to Shavuos. There's 49 days to build up to receive the Torah. There's two elements in these, and when you go over to receive Torah. One is the element called kavod, strictness, kavod Torah. You have to respect the Torah. You have to treat the Torah with awe. You have to treat the Torah with yira. That's one element of Torah. And there's another element of Torah, which is called the toiv of Torah, the gishmakat of Torah. You learn something and it makes you feel so great. You do a mitzvah and you make it feel so gishmak. Two elements of Torah, you always have to treat Torah both things, like the yira and ava of Torah. The cover, the strictness, you can't bend any rules of Torah, you can't play around with it. And then you have the toiv of Torah where the Torah bestows on you. Kovod, says the Maharal, is gematria, the numeric value of kovod is 32. The gematria, the numeric value of toiv, is 17. The two parts of Sfiras HaOmer are the two parts of building up for Torah. Kovod, the first 32 days, and toiv, the last 17 days. Kovod of Torah and the toiv of Torah, that's with these two things you get to Shavuos. The Arizal says something, we'll just word, learning what are the words that's brought down the name of the Arizal. A similar idea, what happens when you get to lack Ba'imer. In general, when you have what's called Midas Hadin, judgment, which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects Midas Hadin? Kayadua, already brought down in Rashi, Shem Elohim. Elohim reflects Midas Hadin. There's another name, which is called Achdatam. What is that name? It's very similar to Elohim. Starts the Aleph, ends with Mem, but the middle three letters are one letter before. What is the middle letters of Elohim? Lamed, right? Hey, and Yud. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, right? That's Elohim. So Lamed, Hey, and Yud. You put Lamed one letter before Lamed, what is it? Chaf. One letter before Hey is Dalet, and one letter before Yud is Tes. So if I take the three letters in the middle of Elohim, and I bring one letter before, I get the name Achdatam. Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tet, Mem. There's a name like that. What does that name reflect? So what's wrote down in the name of the Arizal is Elohim is Midas Adin, is when things are in judgment. But when you have the name that has Chaf Talat Bem and Chaf Talat Tes in the middle, so that is the way Ramosha would explain it, is the source of Elohim. Midas Adin all comes because there's a reason for the judgment. And the source is always starting from Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibonei spoke about Allah in the Shurim over here. If you take one step, the din is the judgment, the strictness, all that. But when you take one step before, it's before the din is so strict. You take one letter before. So instead of the Shem Elohim, you have the Shem Achtatam, that's a Shem, which is a more linear dinim. The din is not so strong. That's what it is. Says the Arizal, that the first 32 days of the Omer, similar to the Maharal, just in the words of the Arizal, you have the inyan of strict Midas Adin, the Baruch of Kovit. But in Lag Ba'omer, it switches to the more linear Midas Adin, to the name which has the three letters before. If you take the three letters that we just changed, right, we said, the Lamed turns into Chaf, the He turns into Dalet, and the Yun turns into Tes. So you have Tes, Dalet, and Chaf. Together, that's Lag Ba'omer. Chaf, Tes, and Dalet. Chaf, Tes, is Chaf, Tes, and then Dalet is Lag. So the three letters in the middle, that name, which is brought down on many places, is the word Lag. And we get to the Lag to the 33rd day of the build-up to Matan Torah, which takes 50 days. That, in the 33rd days, things become loosened. Things turn to be a little lighter. Similar to what the Maharal says. The Maharal says, the word that we understand. Then that day, that's when the Torah turns from covered to Taif. So the build amount of Torah changes that day. So basically what you learn now, it makes a lot of sense. Because the day that you have the revelation of a Tzuras Adam in the world, the Adam who is Shavisa Shavi, who takes over and says, I want to take over myself even more. And the highest level is the day of Lag Ba'omer. When you have a Tzuras Adam in the world needs to be linear. It has to be more, less strict. Because both wants to meet this Adim, but when it comes to Adam, if taken into account, Adam's here, so you have to be a little, it's not as strict. It's not as strict to meet this Adim. That's when it changes. So that's why this day specifically is the day that belongs to Hashem Baruch Hu. Not because Hashem Baruch Hu took the Kabbalah, chose that day, the day of his Miso, the day of his Smicho, that's the reason Lag Ba'omer is a special day. But because Lag Ba'omer is the day, which is 17 days before Matan Torah, because Lag Ba'omer is the day when things change from Kovar to Toif, because Lag Ba'omer is the day of Hoy Chibay, the day of Tzuras Adam, the day of Tzuras Adam, that day, the day you have the ultimate Tzuras Adam, the built up of Adam who received the Torah, that is the day where you have Hashem Baruch Hu takes over Adam in the ultimate way. That's really what we're Oisik in. We're Oisik in an Adam who is overtaking, taking more than what he needs. The Tzaddik HaKoyen used to do Siyum HaShas every year, and he used to do it on Lag Ba'omer. Because when you take over a little bit more, that's what Lag Ba'omer is about. Lag Ba'omer is the day of Kabbalah, but Kabbalah is Shavis HaShevi. Shavis HaShevi belongs to Adam who takes a step over more than what I need to. I want to take over myself. And that's the day of Shavua Shavuot, Hoyt Shavuot. The Hoyt Shavuot means the Hoydah Shavuot, the ultimate taking over, the ultimate Kabbalah that I'm receiving on myself, Olmach Shamayim. That's the biggest buildup to get to Matat Torah. And that's where things are changing from the covenant, the strictness, to now you have a Tzuras Adam, becomes a Taif, becomes a less, a leaner Midasadim. So just for us, the only thing maybe as Avoid the Lamaise that we could take from this is that Lag BaOmer is a special day where Adam can take over in himself something which it's more. He's mekamel himself something which is, you know, he has the things they need to do every day. The strict things. But when you do a Shavis, a Shevi, you capture, you loot, you take something which is not in your realm of what you're obligated to do. That's the ultimate Suas Adam, who does Hoyt Shebehoyt. We should be Zoich to mitzvah a little bit to that Hoyt Shebehoyt, to the ultimate Suas Adam, who's mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, yeah. Dear.